This episode of WDW Today is brought to you by Away Travel, and you've heard me go on and on so long about how much I love these bags, and I just used it. I know you say that because I travel a lot. We're kind of talking about that in this episode.
It is a travel podcast.
Yep. How to maximize your time is to get an amazing Away Travel bag. They got the USB chargers built in. I just had to do a quick trip up to Memphis, Tennessee. So we're in Nashville. Over to Memphis, Tennessee. About 3 hours drive for me to get there. Got to the hotel. You know what? Had my Away Travel bag fully loaded. Everything I needed. Just a two-night trip. Got to fit everything in there, including where my computer went. It was solid. And then I thought, man, there's nowhere for me to plug in my phone. I have to like move a piece of furniture. But this is an awesome thing, especially if you're not traveling on air. I know we usually talk about when this is a carry-on size. They have USB plugs in the bag that you can fully charge ahead of time. So then, look, for me, I didn't even use my charger. I never did. I never plugged in. I plugged straight into my bag. The bag charged my phone right up. It's going to hold multiple charges. It's a great, you know, bag. You can find out all the information, and you can really dive into what they do. You've already heard the story about me running through the airport, but now you can hear me in a nice, more pleasant way, which is I packed up. I drove 3 hours. I got there. Everything was where I needed. It was in place. It was well protected. It's my favorite bag probably I've ever had because it's so lightweight. It's easy to travel with. I love it. You're going to love it, too. And Will is jealous of mine, and Terry's jealous of mine.
I am.
So, in their faces. But they should probably give them themselves.
But I can actually get $20 off, right?
That's right.
Will's how do I do that?
Will's just been waiting to find out how to do that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because you don't listen.
Mm-mm.
All right, so how do you do that?
Tell me.
awaytravel.com/WDW20. And that's the two and the zero. Again, WDW20. I'm going to confirm that. As I'm talking to you on the air, WDW20, it's awaytravel.com. It is. I'm correct. They confirmed it with me. awaytravel.com/WDW20. Use the promo code, offer code WDW20. So it's just the same thing. You get $20 off your bag. They start, you know, in the 200 range, so not horribly expensive, and they go up from there, but you're getting really high quality product. And you may get it and be like, this thing is light. Why is it so light? Maybe because it's made out of this, like, awesome material that's like indestructible, and it's a lifetime guarantee and warranty. So that means if you have any problems with this thing, they'll either fix it or replace it absolutely free. Again, awaytravel.com/WDW20. Use that promo code WDW20. And today we're keeping the romance alive, right, Will?
That's right. All day long.
You want to know how to keep that romance alive? Luggage. Everyone
the
loves luggage.
Love
it's, almost
luggage.
It's almost Mother's Day. They come in a variety of colors.
Yes, they do.
So this is why you're glad you listened to this ad. That's at awaytravel.com/WDW20. And now, on with the show.
Give me a little intro there, Gomer.
Bringing the world to your world. This is WDW Today, coming to you from somewhere off property at the Laugh-O-Gram Studios, featuring Len Testa and the greatest band in podcasting, Off Kilter. Now, here they are. Terry Weaver, the nature boy Will Haynes, and your host, Logan Seculo.
It's Wednesday. Or if you're watching live because you're part of our awesome Patreon group, it's Monday. But I'm going to tell you right now.
No, it's not Monday, Logan. It's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday. It's usually Monday.
Yeah.
But it's not Monday today. I'm going to just say it's Wednesday. It's episode 1552 of WDW Today. I'm Logan Seculo.
I'm Will Haynes.
And I'm Terry Weaver.
And special guests.
Matt Lott.
Really, guest hosting, sitting in, Mr. Matt Lott. We just threw him in here. I don't know if he's not prepared at all.
Nope. I'm forcing him to become a part of this.
He has radio experience, though, so.
I do. Lots of it. Too much.
It sounds like it from the from the amount of
enthusiasm.
I do. I don't know what I didn't understand the topic.
Me either. Well, you're about to find out.
You're going to have to figure it out real fast.
Matt is one of our engineers here, associate producer engineer. I don't know what your official title is, but thank you. But he's also is a, for those who don't watch, he's often on our Patreon shows. But for those that don't watch that or not subscribers, Matt is a, your family's DVC members.
Yes.
You've been a Disney fan for a while.
Totally. My parents were just in Disney World a few days ago.
Yeah.
Without you.
Yeah, they go all the time. Like literally every 3 months, they go.
So they're the Terry Weaver special.
They go,
and they also and you me. Do a big family trip.
Yeah,
every year,
every 2 years,
every 2 years.
We're going this Christmas.
Very cool.
And then also, is it your in-laws who built the Grand Floridian?
Yeah, my wife's dad helped build the Swan and the Dolphin, I think part of the Beach and Yacht Club and the Grand Floridian.
That's pretty awesome. So today's topic, in case you just want to know if he had cred.
Right. I'm also keeping Walt Disney's head at home in a refrigerator.
Good. He's the one. He has it.
I'm not supposed to tell.
It's real, though.
I shouldn't have.
Well, only 30,000 people hear you, so it's okay.
It's okay.
And more. All right. Well, Will.
Today's topic came from John in our Producers Club group, which is an extra level of the Patreon group. Yeah. So you got your normal Patreon group. You get some fun content.
You get an extra show every week. And for $10 a month, you actually get to help decide what the next four
episodes
are. And
that's once a month we do a live show where it's a meeting. It's like a teleconference.
Very informal.
And we just sit around. We're like, all right, let's talk about topics.
Maybe too formal.
So this one came from John. He's a Patreon producer. And he said we should have a show. It talks about keeping the magic alive in your marriage if you've over-Disneyed.
Mm. And John's actually watching right now.
John, thanks for the topic.
He said,
man,
I get royalties since this is my show topic?
No.
No, you do not, John. That's not how this works. You don't pay the subscription, the Patreon group, to then get paid back. This is not investment. It's investing in your heart and your ear holes. What? Why is he doing that?
So let's keep the magic alive.
All right, so it's keeping the magic alive when I guess you've over-Disneyed. So for some of us, Mr. Lott's family, probably should call your parents.
Yes.
And for...
Call them.
How do you make it work?
Well, and then another level of that is my wife is originally from Florida.
Yeah.
You know, because we're like, obviously, with the connection. So if anybody's over Disneyed, it's probably her.
How does she feel about it now?
I think...
Because you have kids. We can set the stage.
And that's the thing. I think when you, even in, not necessarily like your child, like even if you take a niece or a nephew, you really see a different side of the, you know, the whole thing. So that, I'd say that's part of it. But then if you're just wanting to go on a date, you know, that's another ball game.
Yeah.
Whole nother ball game. Terry.
Terry gets to go on dates every trip.
Yeah, but we don't get burnt out because I was just talking to someone the other day. You know, our trips normally aren't very long. They're normally 3 days tagged on to something else that I'm in the Orlando area for.
Yeah.
And even when we go, we rarely, I can't tell you the last time I've done a week long stay at Disney trip. Not in the last 5 years.
Yeah.
And so.
So if you're frequent, because we talked about you do the shorter, less frequent. Yep. Shorter, more frequent trips instead of longer. So that's how you utilize your DVC, because that's where I'm still kind of a DVC idiot, is you utilize that more for multiple trips a year.
Right.
Do you ever go and not use your points? Like, is there a point where like you've used them up for the year and you like, oh, well, you have to book and pay?
Every now and then if we like do a last minute something. I mean, we've crashed at the rental property when you
guys I know, but I meant like, you're like, we're going, we need to book a Disney hotel.
If for some reason we decide at the absolute last minute, you know, I'm doing a conference in Orlando next month.
Yep.
And I get in on Tuesday and I'm not going to stay on property. After the event, we're going to stay for 2 nights.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense. So it's for a different reason. You're not taking Walt Disney World vacation.
But I am on that Wednesday probably going to the parks.
Yeah. Here's a fun tip. I would say this. As someone who gets hooked on something and then can't shut it off mentally.
What, Will?
Just waiting to hear where this goes.
Well, like for me, like I'm the personality
this
that
is what
if
you're
I go
about the old foamer.
If I go all in, like it can get overwhelming and it can drive my family crazy. Like right now, I'm willing to admit my professional wrestling love and affection has gotten to a point of unhealthy, to where I watched Monday Night Raw, Tuesday Night SmackDown, Wednesday Night NXT. I found myself DVRing Ring of Honor wrestling.
He can't.
And when you go that far, there's a problem.
He can't even do a Disney podcast without talking about wrestling.
Right. But no, but I actually told my wife, I was like, and then Sunday night we watched a pay-per-view. So I said, hey, I'm sorry if this is getting too far. Now, part of it is I'm bonding with my son because it's very much something we do together. And I love that. So it's easy for me as a dad, which I think this can relate to Disney as well, to overdo that. So it's, to me, it's for you guys that used to listen to Mouse World Radio, who like me, who would put on in the car while you're doing, listen to park music, maybe to keep the magic alive. Start chilling out when you're at home. Don't go crazy about it. Don't buy tons of Disney merch. Don't spend that much time at the Disney outlets and Disney stores, because then when you get there, I find that now we have Disney outlet here. I go and then I go to the store when I'm there and I'm like, oh, I can get this at home. Like, why would I? One, I don't want to lug it. Part of that is gone now. The that experience is gone because I see other alternatives and I spend too much of my normal day life talking about it. I also say, and this is for a lot of you guys that want to start a podcast, maybe don't start a podcast because right. it becomes work. And that's not to say that I love Walt Disney World. I got married there. Like, I'm the hardcore fan, but there is a part of it that becomes work when you start. I think people can over romanticize even what we do, or not to saying this is hard work. That, I mean, it's hard, but not to saying that, like, I'd rather be doing this than, you know, roofing. but it can take a little bit of the magic, if you will, out of it. So I'd say maybe minimize your Disney-ness when you're at home. Always get excited planning your trips and those kind of things. Don't be stupid about it. But maybe minimize the amount you spend on watching Disney content other than maybe like the week or two hyped before.
And I think that that's the exact right tone. I have a unique scenario, I think, where of the four of us...
Of the panel.
Right. My wife didn't really grow up going to Disney as a child, had different life circumstances where that wasn't really an option. And so therefore her like love of Disney didn't start when she was young like it did for a lot of us.
Like she even still would not choose to go see a Disney movie.
Right.
And theatrically. Even, right. Even so as an adult, she's like not interested.
It was different life circumstances which led that not to be really a part of her childhood and life. So I don't want to go into that, obviously.
But no,
but it makes sense that if, for me, I grew up watching Disney movies. I lived in Orlando. I went to Disney all the time. Logan and I went to Disney all the time as children. Terry has, that is very much a part of his story about why he loves Disney. Matt.
We don't know you.
Your family is all in right. for Disney. Like it's
they helped create it.
It's the family narrative helped like get there. My wife will go with us, and she loves to go and see Riker get excited, and the kids.
Your impending daughter,
right? She will go with her, but it's in her mind. It's not. It doesn't have the same, like, I'm excited to see the way our child reacts the way I did because she just doesn't have that. And she has things that she would much rather do that are more relaxing or more vacation
style. So yours,
style.
Instead of keeping the magic alive, would be actually sparking the magic inside of your wife.
Right, or staying staying away from...
Well said.
overhyping it or bringing too much of the podcast home and talking about it so that she's okay and not burnt out from just being, okay, I hear about it all this time. It's not really a part of my life. It's more like finding a reason that's like, oh, here's why this could be cool to go do. Yeah.
All right, take a quick break. Tell you about away travel.
That's the one that it's the luggage that has the USB port, the quad wheels, real lightweight, almost indestructible as I've seen. It's light,
as you've seen.
It's lightweight enough that Logan can sprint through a airport carrying it, but not menacing enough that he didn't get tackled by security.
I was kind of waiting for that.
That would have been the best end of the story. And it's like, and the luggage survived.
They brought out one of those robots.
Yeah.
It comes out to explode the bags, like, and the bag stands.
It's still there.
The bag still stands. No, we're not saying that's not a feature. As far as we know, that's not.
But it does have locks that are TSA approved.
Yes.
So you can keep your stuff secure inside.
Your locks. And also the battery, because people ask that. Like, how can I take a USB? I know there's some weird problems sometimes with batteries. It's all TSA approved. It's great. Awaytravel.com/WDW20. Use the promo code WDW20, and with that, you get $20 off.
So just to clarify, the slug in the website, WDW20,
is
also the promo code.
You have to do both.
Yes.
So there you go. Hopefully you got that clear. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to us. And thanks to our friends at Away Travel. We're happy to be supporting them. And I'm happy that their luggage supports me.
It does indeed.
All right, back to what we're talking about.
The reasons why we love Disney is because it's pretty simple for us, right? Like, I get on the DVC website, I see what resort's available, and then we know what we're going to eat. Like, there's not a lot to figure out. Like, we went to Europe this last summer, and it was an unbelievable trip, and we want to go back. But the amount of planning that was involved was ridiculous. Like mm-hmm. we had to, mm-hmm. it was hours and hours and hours of research. And so it's comfortable, right? Like it has like.
For you, for someone that goes often.
Right.
For a lot of people are just playing their first trip.
DBC very much plays up that welcome home. They like the fact that you feel like it's your second home. And so.
Yeah. Right. And that's why that, and that goes back to part of the difference is that. For my wife, something exciting is Food and Wine Festival because it's almost not as formulaic in a sense of what's easy, comfortable, welcome home for you because that isn't really for her. It is almost like, oh, well, that's a unique offering. It's not just I went to Disney. It's I went to Food and Wine or I went to Flower and Garden. Mm-hmm. Like it's a special
Festival
event.
Festival of the Arts, whatever right, else they're
that,
offering.
That also, right, which it may be very similar stuff over and over again, but it seems a little less almost theme parky.
I see. So I'm hearing minimalize, initialize, uh-huh. and then I was going to say diversify because that's something my parents are really, really good at is they went on a Segway tour of the behind the scenes, you know, huh. I guess it was a DVC thing. That was a few years
yeah.
ago.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
And
they offered that
there's
for a
so
while.
Many other. I don't think the resorts get enough play a lot of times in the conversation because the resorts themselves have so much stuff to do. We stay our home base or whatever it is.
Home resort. Yeah.
The Animal Kingdom Lodge. And so, I mean, you can even go outside at night and there are employees waiting with, you know,
night vision
goggles. Yeah. And you can look out into that section of the park and. See some of the animals that are out.
Which for my scenario, something like that is like, oh hey, let's just go chill at a resort.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh, there's offerings, there's the pool, there's good food, there's a couple of the. I think it's just Grand Floridian has the spa. Maybe
yeah,
no.
they have the spa.
And Saratoga has the spa.
So like yes. you could go over and do spa stuff if yeah. you're at one of those. Like there's those options that you can add on that makes it more of just a. It doesn't. Necessarily for someone who doesn't buy in or love the Disney lifestyle, you have to find the way to make them comfortable. And maybe because it's intimidating.
Right. And mm-hmm. I think that's probably Disney's marketing's biggest flaw is there's so much to do at Disney World. I mean, it's all of us on this panel have been multiple times, but there's not one person here that's done everything.
No.
True.
I mean, because I know people that have done pretty much everything, but they live there.
Right.
And what I mean, they live there. Like some of our friends, they do 365 Disney. They go to do something at Disney every day.
Wow.
That's part of their gig. And much props to them. I like them a lot, but that's something that most people can't do. So I think you're right. When it comes down to it, because really what John, when he submitted this topic, was talking about people that kind of over Disney. I feel like it's keeping the magic alive. And that is, you're right. Diversify is such mm-hmm. a huge part of that is to find things you've never done before and to maybe minimize your park time. And make the park time special. Mm-hmm. Make the park time something that you're going to Magic Kingdom for that. I know it's expensive, so it's hard to say that. But it's like, all right, we're doing Magic Kingdom at night. Like, get a park hopper and be like, we're doing Magic Kingdom at night because we love seeing it at night. Instead of burning through it in a day and killing yourself. Because that becomes miserable for everyone. Just like my wife and I just went to Orlando for a week back a couple months ago. That experience, we went to the park very little. We found ourselves enjoying, we had the vacation home rentals, but the mm-hmm. same idea of enjoying the resorts. Finding other stuff, whether it's other options in Orlando or other options. I know we say that a lot, but even other options, so many things, like you said, on property. There's so many restaurants I've never gone to. There's so many places I've never done. And as somebody who kind of prides himself at knowing the parks like the back of my hand, there's still a ton of resorts I don't even know if I've visited. I need to go look through the list, especially some of the new ones, some of the ones that are sort of Four Seasons and those that are new. And I've even toured Golden Oak. I've tried to learn that. Go and get a tour of Golden Oak. Sometimes you can get it. Sometimes you have to pre-approve. But I think now you can even kind of walk it, you know, and see it. Though I think it's ridiculous, if I'm being honest. I've toured Golden Oak. And let's just say if you have $1 million to spend on your vacation home, you can get a lot more for your money not at Golden Oak. And 10 minutes up the road, and you don't have to worry. And you don't have to worry about your kids waking up from the fireworks being right outside your window every night. So much love to the people who can afford Golden Oak, and I'm sure it's awesome. I would love it, but it's smaller houses for a lot of money. But so keep the magic alive. Buy a house at Golden Oak. That's something you can do. But to me, for my wife and I, it's having those times sometimes without the kids, going out to a dinner, if you can find babysitting, if you can use some of the services, almost all the resorts have a recommended babysitter service. Now, you have to feel comfortable with that. I haven't done that, but thankfully I've had my wife I have my friends or my parents with me to help out on after the kids go to bed. Because there's restaurants, Ohana, California Grill, they take reservations till 11 o'clock at night. So I went to Ohana at 11 or at 10:55, I believe, with me and Terry, a few months back, back in November, we went, and it was great. It was also a very minimal amount of kids, so it was kind of more quiet Ohana experience. Yeah, they didn't do the race. And then you have California Grill, which same kind of thing. And then you have some of your 24-hour options that are available as well. And use some of those late night things to maybe, if it's romantic, you're going to do that, almost go the later the better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I would say one of the things we do, especially when we go on a Disney trip, right, when we're not tagging it with something else, we always make sure to do something new. Like whether it's a tour or a, you know, new restaurant. I mean, they're opening new things.
And that's easier when it's you and your wife. You know, for me, that becomes hard. Like my son has expectations now. Like when he's like, if I'm going, I know I want to do Buzz Lightyear. I want to do this. I want to do this. I want to, and a lot of it's the same stuff we've done 100 times. He wants to do Chef Mickey so we can meet the characters. Have this. Mickey Waffles, like it gets a little bit more regimented. So that's where the magic getting lost can happen. So much so that I'll be completely honest with you guys. Two trips ago, or maybe it was one trip before the last one we did. And part of the time the last one we did was less, you know, Disney-ish, was we said, we got to chill out for a little bit. We were going too much. We were going to the point where it was getting too hectic. And we even were paying for the VIP tours and then doing them and being like, that wasn't worth it. Why would I even do that? So there is that level that I feel like us as Disney fans, you have that big dream of moving there, and a lot of people do. And look, I'm one of them to say that I love the city of Orlando, so I think that's also a little bit different. But for those that have ever wanted to move there to move to Disney, some people have great experiences, and some people realize that, yeah, it does. It will 100%, regardless if you move there, you spend as much time there, it will deflate the magic. All of a sudden, getting through the airport isn't quite fun. Getting through, going on the Magical Express, not fun. You know, these things become chores because you've done them so often. So it is that splurge, rent a car, splurge, yeah, get an Uber.
And I would say this, the things that you start not liking, right? We do not take Magical Express.
Yeah.
I mean, we did
the bus service in the airport.
I mean, it is guaranteed 6 hours of your trip.
Yeah.
Which, you know, if you're on a long trip, who cares, right? But if you're on a 3 or 4 day trip.
Is it really worth your $20 a day to rent a car?
Right, like, is it that big of a sacrifice to rent a car to be able to go
or
around?
Take an Uber or take a
and especially if you're eating at resorts at night, which we like to go to resorts, and if you don't and you're using Disney transportation, you have to go somewhere, either a park that's open or Disney Springs, and transfer to your resort, which can mean, you know, say you have a 10 o'clock dinner reservation or a 9:30, you get done with your dinner at 11. That means if you have to go to Disney Springs and do a transfer, there's a pretty high likelihood you're not going to get back to your room until 1. And 2 of those hours are going to be on a bus. Yeah, that's
true. That's how you ruin the magic.
Very that's true. How the magic is ruined.
Another thing, though, you can go season, like change up your seasons that you go. Because know they do different things.
Yep.
We've fallen on Christmas. We usually go at Christmas every 2 years, like I said. But then lo and behold, after this trip, my mom was texting our family talking about how next spring she wants to do a cruise. We usually do a small beach vacation on the Gulf and stay in like a vacation home.
Yep.
Not in Orlando, but she's straight up about this cruise. The Gulf of Orlando, the beautiful Gulf. But she was like, I want to do a cruise, and then I want to go and stay at a resort, but not go to a park. She said, sure, we can do the cruise, go stay at a resort, and then do Disney Springs.
Have you told your mom about the pod cruise?
I have not told her, and I probably won't tell her.
Yeah, I don't think that's the right crowd for your mom. Sorry.
Because for all I know, she's probably already booked on that thing.
Well, that being said, no, I'll plug it later. When it comes to that, that's something that I think is, the cruise is a great option. Mm-hmm. And that's something that's very expensive sometimes. It is not something you can just do. But if you've done Disney World, like I've said, Disney World's probably the most hectic vacation you can have potentially. It can be a blast, and I love it. It's one of my favorite things to do because I am a go kind of guy.
I can attest to that.
Yes, I've nearly killed Terry Weaver on multiple occasions, and not like murderous ways. Just in a, I made him walk 22 miles.
Semi-murderous ways.
Just in
murderous
slowly.
Intentions.
Slowly, just through the course of the day.
Involuntary manslaughter.
Like, oh, we thought that was just a prop at Halloween Horror Nights. No, that was Terry. He's gone.
That's a dead weaver.
But
and if you look to your left, there's a dead Terry Weaver. He was killed by a Logan Sekulow.
Oh, how was that? No, how was he murdered? Well, he just
walked him to death.
Oh, that's the intimate. Well, it was 28 miles in 900-degree weather.
800-degree weather? Not on the surface of the sun.
100-degree weather.
Oh.
100% humidity, 100-degree weather, that makes 800 degrees.
That's true, if you multiply and then divide by 9.
It's Scott Steiner math that works.
102%.
I will say this, the one thing you can do to definitely add magic to your trip with your family is Orlando weather has been trending up lately.
Yeah, it's been a big drought.
They had the hottest April of record.
It's just now starting to rain for the first time in a long time.
And so, you know, be aware of that and take advantage of those, like, afternoon breaks. Mm-hmm. It's not a bad thing to go to the resort and spend the afternoon with a frozen festive beverage, sitting by the pool, watching your kids have a good time.
Yes.
And if you do have kids, you know, honestly, they're going to have just as much fun on the water slide as they will on Space
Mountain. Yeah, I was talking to my buddy Bart, who does BLT with me, and he was having kind of a rough trip because it's so hot there with his little kid. And he said it was, you know, it sort of gets infuriating sometimes as a dad to be like, we came all the way here and all you want to do is, you know, the crafts that they have at their kids' table at the resort and the water slide. But that's where
look
you do have to give it up.
Popsicle sticks.
That's where you do have to give it up to your kids, though, and say, you know what? Somewhat this trip is for them. It really is for them. If that's what brings them joy, that's fine. It's like the, what's that book that was out? It's like, does this bring me joy? No, it does not. Do you remove it from your life?
Caps for sale.
What? I don't know.
I haven't read that book.
You ever read Caps for Sale?
It's a classic.
Can recite it.
If you have a 2-year-old, we need to just get you Caps for Sale. It's a classic.
We'll make it happen.
Yeah.
I love you. That was Will's pretend Amazon order. He didn't even click the keys, so you didn't even hear it. So there's for the people not watching.
It's Bluetooth.
It's just sneaky. I have Bluetooth fingers.
Alexa, fingers. It's order much Caps for Sale.
It's much better.
Would you like audio or hardcover or softcover?
Which one do you want?
Digital. Well, I lost my train of thought. Will said caps for sale. What were we talking about?
Making the
you
trip
said
for
a book
the,
about
make the
joy.
Trip be for the kid.
Yeah, but I know this one's not that. This is keeping the romance alive.
If it brings you joy, do it.
We dream it, do it. So when we go, I was telling you one day that it's a huge family trip. I have two sisters and they both have kids. And it's my parents and then our family. And so a lot of times we will pick a night to go on a date. So each subsequent couple, you know, my parents are going out this night. My sister and her husband are going out this night. The other sisters are going out this night.
And they'll watch the kids.
Right. And so then and we kind of trade off. What's
your favorite date night restaurant?
Oh, man. I love Epcot so much. I like all of the
just exploring.
All of them. I can't remember.
So your date night's not. And that's also especially, the date night doesn't have to be just, you go eat, you come home. You're talking about an evening.
Yeah, make an evening of it. Yeah, that's what we do. We will allot an evening for one couple.
You'll Matt allot an evening.
It's a whole family of lots at that point. It's a lot of lots.
A lot of lots.
Cast lots.
Ask them.
That was the band he was in.
Cast lots.
Casting lots.
Really?
It kicked me out. I don't know why.
All right. Do we have any last words?
It was pro-Roman Empire. It's very weird.
All right. Do we have any little tips or tidbits about something you would do? I think we've given some good. I feel good about this. Unlike last episode.
I felt much better about last episode.
That's not what our listeners said.
Oh, they didn't like it?
Oh, no.
About the budgeting?
Not a fan.
What happened?
They're like, you lazy sons of guns.
Really? Who said this?
You could have prepped a little bit. You told people to stay at the highest resorts, which I defended them. You told people to take a cruise.
Well, we mocked him.
We did mock you.
Yeah, for land and sea.
I'm just saying, it didn't go over that well.
People asked what I would do with $5,000 at Disney, and I told them what I would do.
I'm aware.
I'd take off of that money.
They just pocket it and roll.
You would leave. That's how. That's his existential retirement. It's $5,000. You're like, well, I can make this last for a while.
Good for a month and a half.
You could live more than a month and a half on $5,000.
Maybe.
Depends on
maybe
where you live.
Depends on your expenses.
I'm talking about if you're a single man solo.
Yes.
Jeffrey. Couch surfing.
In Florida, yes. In
Florida. Yeah, just live at the beach.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Don't know where that came from.
That's how to not keep the magic alive, is to live at the beach.
And to leave your family is what it sounds like also.
Don't leave
That's
your family.
Not where we're going for the end of this show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Keep it alive.
Keeping the romance alive. Any final tips? Are we talking about the Disney romance? It was never quite clear. Or
I think it's the Disney magic.
So
alive.
For the couple who yes. goes to Disney so much. keeping the Disney magic alive,
you know,
for the couple.
I would say don't listen to Disney podcasts, but that could hurt us in the long run.
No,
so,
don't do that.
Listen to them with headphones.
Yes. You get those new ear pods. Only listen on the ear pods. Because look, it's okay for you to be obsessed. Oh, no, what I was saying.
Yeah, you're talking about the Joy book.
Bart Scott, his daughter, overwhelming heat, had their issues. One thing he did, which ties into a sponsor of ours, they're not a sponsor of this episode. I guess they theoretically could be. Why not? Let's make them a sponsor of this episode. Because we could do two sponsors. He rented his 6-year-old daughter a stroller. Mm. So because the first 3 days... was H on Earth. Heck on Earth.
I just love that.
I know. I'm
Continue.
Trying to keep it clean for the kids listening. Weeping, upset, so hot, miserable,
sweat,
gross. And then he's like, why don't I just rent a stroller? And he did, and the whole day changed. And yes, it feels weird putting your 6-year-old in a stroller because you're like, I haven't done this in like 3 years. Why am I doing this? But the amount of energy your kid gets, honestly, if you know, the amount of energy everyone does when they walk through the parks is so much that it could really ruin your experience. So even take that into consideration, not renting a stroller for you as an adult, but take that into consideration of when you're building your itinerary, is to plan accordingly to where you're not zigzagging across a park and almost asking for it. Don't ask for it.
We don't have kids, and just to navigate through the parks when it's busy, I've thought about getting a stroller just to make it easier to get through the crowds.
A lot of
a little plow on the front of that.
People don't like that, though.
That's taking advantage of the system.
There are people that do that. Oh. They don't like it.
Well, it's more just to get back at the people who don't know how to drive them.
Why you gotta have revenge on people at Disney?
You know what? There are people that don't know how to drive them. That is true. But you do become a little bit more sensitive to them when you've been there yourself. Your kid is screaming. You have to do the dead stop in the middle of them.
No, I get it.
I don't like it. I was one of those people.
The back. I don't mind the dead
Not
stop.
Anymore.
It's my heels that I get. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. Don't run me over.
Oh, yeah.
Don't break me down.
Yeah, that's the... And I guess that's one of the things is just for everybody and for the other guests that are there, you know, remember, even though if you have your kids, you know, you're not on vacation as a parent. Remember, other people are there having a good time. I my parents always made sure I was respectable mm-hmm. when we went to the restaurants. And, you know, I mean, it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience for other people that are going there. And that's the one thing, you know, we take advantage of because we do get to go a lot. But there are some people that are literally taking their once in a lifetime. You know, we're talking about keeping the magic alive. Make sure it's magical for other people around you. Mm-hmm. You know, it's easy in our, you know, culture that we get, you know, consumed with making sure our kids are happy and our family's happy. And that's great. But make sure that you're not forgetting the other guests that are in the park and, you know, that they're having a good experience too.
That's a good one. I think that's a good place to wrap it up. All right. That sounds good. We got listener questions this week, W?
We do.
All right, let's head on over. Listener questions with a good man, Lynn Testa.
It's time for listener questions with Lynn.
Yeah, I mean, we got it. This is old school. We'll get this one really quick. Bill Fox wants to know, is Pandora a good place to survive the oncoming zombie apocalypse?
Ooh, great question.
Not a couple weeks.
Yeah, we will.
I think there's zombies in there.
I think the one problem you're going to see with the show building is there are two entrances. You'll have to defend both.
Ah, good.
The bridge?
No, there are two entrances in one from Africa, one from Discovery Island. But then once you're in, you're camouflaged by all those plants. And there are two entrances into the show buildings. One entrance on the left, we think, is For Flights of Passage. The other entrance on the right is for the Navi River Journey. You'd have to defend both of those and both entrances. My thing is, you know, you blow up the bridge from Discovery Island, you've only got to defend the route from Africa. And then, you know, you will be on the high ground.
You know what the biggest problem with all these things are now,
I have the high ground.
The new security measures.
Yeah.
How are you going to get your dynamite in to blow up the bridge?
It's drones is what I'm going with. But that's just a joke, Disney. You don't need to come visit me.
No. Delete.
Get banned.
Delete.
Frank call.
It's broken Matt Hardy. I was thinking of sending in the drones. There's something that comes up often. And a lot of rumors. And guys, we don't take a whole lot of rumors here because I don't particularly like them. But the one that we got just pounded with, I feel like this time, was the gondola thing.
And it's happening.
It's happening. So tell me what it is. Why don't we explain to the listeners what's happening? Because I couldn't imagine we had more comments than people asking about this.
Oh, this is beautiful. I love the idea, by the way. The problem that Disney's faced over the last 10 years or so, as anyone who's traveled to Disney knows, is that more and more cars are on the road, resulting in more and more traffic, resulting in more and more delays. And Disney's bus service, while I think it's great, is not the solution.
Still a bus
right?
service.
It's still a bus service. There are only so many buses that you can add. And frankly, people who are not from big cities, who have not been exposed to public transportation, don't like the buses. And also, they're expensive to run. They contribute to climate change and so on, right?
They're killing the Navi and Pandora.
Exactly. The idea that Disney's come up with to move large numbers of people from the resorts to the theme parks is essentially a very elaborate ski lift system using gondolas or trams. It looks like it's going to start at Pop Century and Art of Animation. And you'll be able to go, and also the Epcot resorts, you'll be able to go to, in sort of like a zigzag shape, you'll be able to go to Disney's Hollywood Studios or Epcot using this gondola system. It looks like it's going to be about a 20-minute trip. Fully enclosed, air-conditioned, I'm sure lightning-proof. Probably King Kong and Godzilla proof as well.
Something similar to the Orlando Eye little pods.
Yeah, exactly like that. Yeah. So there are only a couple of companies in the United States that make them, but yeah, fully enclosed, fully air conditioned.
Once again, Will the Doofus has been thinking gondolas as in a boat.
You've never read it past.
Instead this is the thing we kind of made fun of.
Months ago thinking gondola. There's no way they're going to do it, and they're
right.
doing it.
So, you go to Breckenridge, you take the gondola. Okay, I understand that now. I was thinking, they're not building a canal system.
It's row, row, row your boat.
There are boats.
But that's at least efficient as having one man take you and crooning the entire time.
It's like Uber.
There's a couple of things I really like about it, and a couple of things that Disney really likes about it. I like it because it's an innovative system.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah. You can move 10,000 people an hour on it. If you look at the resorts that's doing, that seems to be right. You can power it using any electricity from any source, including solar, wind, natural gas, whatever. It doesn't have to be fossil fuels. But the thing that Disney is hoping to do with this is over the long term, over the next 5 years, you're going to start to see them blur the lines between the resort categories. You sort of see the hint of this with Caribbean Beach and with Coronado Springs. You see it a little bit at Wilderness Lodge, where Wilderness Lodge used to be a deluxe. Then it was a deluxe and a DVC. Now it's a deluxe, a very expensive DVC and a moderate DVC. You can see the same thing at Coronado Springs. You'll have the moderate rooms, and then you'll have the very nice rooms. You're going to see the same thing, I think, at Art of Animation and at Pop Century, where they'll still have the value components, but it'll be more moderate there as well. So the idea that you're going to – one resort is just value rooms, I think, is not a trend that Disney is going to continue going forward. There'll be a mix of at least two categories of rooms in most resorts, allowing Disney to charge more for it. And the amenities that you get, things like this gondola system, will be going along with that. And I think the gondola stop is right by the – was it the Generation Bridge?
I'll be completely honest with you. I've done very little research on this, so yeah, I'm going to just say yes.
That's where the stop is, yeah.
Where's the Generation Bridge?
It's the thing that goes over Hourglass Lake between Pop Century and Art of Animation.
Yeah, that connector.
And then it's also Coronado Springs as well, right? Like that's gonna
Coronado Springs. Yes, Coronado Springs. Actually, Caribbean Beach I think is a close one. Coronado eventually. The way that the route is situated, they could bring in another extension of it from the Animal Kingdom Lodge properties or the Animal Kingdom area if they wanted to. The other thing that I love about this is I think they only need like 6 pylons or 6 small construction pads.
Crazy.
To do this. If they were doing roads, I mean, this thing would be torn up for the next 5 years, right?
Well, I was about to say is how long is this, like, what are we looking at here? Have they announced any sort of timeline?
Oh, I think by the time Star Wars Experience opens.
That's crazy.
Is Star Wars Experience the name?
That's the name I've heard, yeah. And I think Disney California Adventure will eventually be Disney's California Experience or California Experience. I think Experience is the name that Disney's settling on for its properties.
And then Hollywood Studios, Holy Land that's obviously going to be in there as well, right?
Because that's Daytona Experience. A lot of experiences going on in Central Florida. All right, well, I'm happy to hear that's confirmed. We'll be able to ride these cool gondolas in 2 years. Hopefully no one gets stuck on them because that sounds like terrifying. But other than that, it'll be fine. Just floating, awesome. Free floating through the air, right, Will?
It's not like it's sufficiently big enough that you're not going to be terrified by it.
I'm not scared of it. I'm more scared of getting stuck.
No, you won't get stuck.
I won't get stuck. It'll never break down, just like the Orlando Eye.
Never has,
you
never will.
You didn't have to call us one time for like years to find out if it was actually open and running.
Right.
All right. Well, thank you, Lana. We appreciate it. And I'm sure we'll catch up with you later on.
Cool. Thanks, guys, for talking. I'll talk to you guys later on.
See you. All right. That's going to do it for today's show. Thank you guys so much for listening. Special thanks to, I haven't said it in a while, the greatest band of podcasting, Off Kilter. You can find out more about them at offkilter.net, though we are working on a new intro.
Yeah.
We talked about that.
I'm excited.
Yeah, we're going to have that hopefully in the coming months.
Morgan Freeman's contract ran out.
You know what? Eric Bischoff now, more wrestling things, he uses a voice that sounds a lot like Sam Elliott. And I'm wondering,
do we give him our contact?
No, did he get that from us?
He could have.
Yeah. So, Bischoff, if you're listening.
Good on you.
Did you take this?
Oh, I was going to say thanks.
Oh.
Yeah, the imitation is the highest form of flattery.
Imitating an imitator. That's the name of your book.
Yes. No, name of my book is...
Yours is...
Mine is embarrassing, yours is depressing.
That's our double autobiography.
Right. We write it
you
together.
You would know that inside joke if you were a member of our Patreon group, which you can do at patreon.com/WDW today. A bunch of people added last week. We appreciate it. And it keeps our show going and really helps us out and supplements sponsorship and really just... It's awesome. We get to do extra show each week. We're broadcasting live right now to our Patreon group just for the heck of it. And it's a lot of fun. So again, that's at patreon.com/WDW today. Also, the Pod Cruise. This is the next to last week to book on the Pod Cruise and get our rate, which is awesome. After that, hundreds of dollars it goes up. So this is the last couple weeks to get that. That's at podcruise.com. If you want that all-inclusive, all drink packages, all of that you need, podcruise.com. Will's going to be there. I'm going to be there. Terry's going to be there. Matt Lott, I don't know. I don't know him that well.
Probably not.
No, probably not. Because he's taking a Disney cruise later on. But you know what? You never know. Maybe you could support him. We'll start a GoFundMe for you.
I'll go if it gets
send
funded.
Matt Lott.
First, let's do that for me and Will and Terry, and then move on. I mean,
yeah.
Fourth string.
That's what I said.
Fifth string, really, if you include Lynn. So thanks for being quiet during that Lynn segment, by the way, Lott. I appreciate it. All right. Well, that's going to do it for today's show. I'm Logan Sekulow.
I'm Will Haynes.
I'm Terry Weaver.
I'm a special guest.
That was Matt Lott. You have anything to plug?
No.
That's going to do it for today's show. And we'll see you on... Sorry, that was my like Cars 3 promotion. I sounded a voice went up.
The next show.
The next show. The next show. Next show. On the next show. That's the new ending song. On the next show.
People love when we have little music bits.
Show, show. On the next show. Show. We're going to talk about Disney on the next show.
End it.
See you guys.